Harper and Harper Audio present Shad Hadid and the Forbidden Alchemies by George Dereji, performed by Ali Nasser. For Anthony, Catherine, and Eliana, who have somehow managed to put up with me all these years. Chapter 1. The last class I expected to be failing was beginner's alchemy. I gripped the exam Mrs. Khalil had just handed back before class ended, hurrying toward the great library to get her to change the humiliating 40 out of 100 glaring at me in bright red ink. That kind of a score could bring my average down to a D, below what was needed to stay at the Alexandria Academy. Of course, I should have checked the exams grade before sprinting halfway through the school. Who could blame me for being excited about lunch? It was Ba'lawa Tuesday. Not to mention, the points Mrs. Khalil deducted were for something as silly as using a few different ingredients from what she taught in our class. Any smart alchemist could tell my ingredients worked just the same, if not better. At least tomorrow was the first day of spring break. I was itching to be done with these stinking classes. Speaking of stink, a wave of body odor hit me, and I stumbled away from a group of sweaty older students tossing a virtual ball among themselves. That only landed me in the thick of a crowd exiting one of the classrooms, and suddenly I had to fight for breathing space among the stampede heading toward the dining hall or another class. Groaning, I silently wished that some things at the Alexandria Academy could go back to the way they were just a few months ago, like the school size. Triple the number of students squeezed into the halls now than when I'd first arrived. And we had necromancers to thank for it. They were an order of corrupted alchemists, one that practiced shadow alchemy, a dark form of the ancient art that was shunned by the rest of the alchemy world. According to legend, the original necromancer had supposedly discovered how to brew the elixir of immortality. The necromancers wanted that forbidden elixir. They'd taken control of the Alexandria Academy in hopes of finding that original necromancer's tomb, rumored to be buried somewhere on school grounds. Worse, they only let in students they thought were worthy of joining their order. Students who'd follow their rules and make good apprentices in exchange for power or good grades. But my friends and I rid the Academy of Necromancers, thwarting the plot set up by my very own stepfather. Recently, with the necromancers gone, the school began letting in more students. Kids from families who'd fought against the necromancers and were therefore banned. Or even kids that the necromancers just thought weren't good enough to be here. Families from all over the world have begun to flock to the small but growing town that surrounded our school too. It was now a safe space for anyone hoping to practice their alchemy in peace. The more I thought about it, the more it was clear that I shouldn't be complaining. Other kids deserve to be here just as much as me. And together, we can spread the wonder of alchemy to everyone. It also means they won't be tempted into becoming necromancers. But while our school becoming more inclusive meant more students, it also meant more teachers. Like our deans, each of which oversaw a particular class year. Those teachers were a mix of alchemists and non-alchemists. Yet what united nearly all of them was that they didn't mind giving me detentions, or even a bad grade like Mrs. Khalil. Luckily, none of those strict teachers were around while I passed rooms belonging to the newly created alchemy departments, like illusions, healing, and the history of alchemy. "For fig's sake," I groaned, stuck in between a group of older years like a falafel sandwich. "Can't you all move your butts?" One student twisted, frowning down until they spotted me. "Hey, look, it's Shad." Stepping aside, several older students ruffled my hair and nudged me along. A perk of being one of the Alexandria Academy's heroes was being recognized everywhere. At least by this...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?